Come on into Los's Lounge. It's an incredible, safe, fun space where we can talk about everything. From pop culture, celebrity, music, the best music, nostalgic memories from the 90s, wonderful group chats, and the best interviews. I'm telling you, it's all at the lounge. It's a lot of fun. Come on in and get down. Los's Lounge.
Los's Lounge. Los's Lounge. Los's Lounge. Come on in and get down.
Mic check. Turn the volume up. I'm ready. My name is Carlos Reyes, and I am your host here at Los Lounge Podcast. I'm sipping my tea. You know how I like my tea. Two bags. Two tea bags. Because one is never enough, apparently. Honey, splash of milk, and half a spoon of sugar, you know, because you already have the honey. And that's what this episode is all about, giving you that little bit of flavor. Ew. I want to give a big shout out to Jesus Jones. I do not own the rights to the music on this episode, on the previous episode, on any episode. All rights reserved to the respected labels. I believe EMI Records are the ones on this one. But listen, I was thinking about like my youth and how strict my parents really, really were on me. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that today. For real. For real. I also, you know, it's been 1 year since one of my best friends passed away. And his name is Johnny Cobbins II, and I just wanted to talk to him a little bit and pray for him and really talk about my friend and reminisce. And I also want to get into a little bit about mental health and a few things I wanted to discuss amongst that. Once again, we always talk about that here at the show, and it's all good. We also talk about mental health. And so I wanted to share a few things in regards to that, and just therapy and taking time out for yourself and really doing a lot of introspective thinking lately, man. And it's all good. Big shout out, a big shout out to Bullhorn FM, an incredible app, an incredible site where you can go stream my show. I also want to say a big thank you and a big shout out to Anchor FM, and a big shout out to everyone listening, everyone who subscribed, whether you have found me on Twitter, whether I've recommended it to you, or you've been rocking with me from the beginning. We're going to get into it today. It'll be a good one, because you got to be in the present, right? Right here in this moment, right now. You like what I did with that? You see? So stupid. Oh, I feel good. So anyways, when we get back, we're going to get right into it. Growing up, I had strict, super strict parents, and I wasn't allowed to do much. And I think that really is the pathology to a lot of the rebellion. But I don't really want to focus on the rebellion. When we come on back, we're going to get right into it. I got some funny stories to share with you, I should say. Why is he singing over me? No. You know, I was alive when I waited for this too, you bastard, a show. This is my show. How dare you sing over me, Jesus Jones? How dare you? I got issues. So do you. So does your mom. So does your uncle. We can talk about it when we come on back. It's all at the lounge. So stupid.
Who is it? It's the delivery boy again. You ordered nothing but sausage on this pie? Why, yes. Yes, I did. Here, I'd like to give you an extra tip. Well, sir, I don't know what to say, sir. I brought my own sausage. Come on in. You can put the pizza down in here. Oh no, wait. I seem to have dropped the sausage. Oh, sir. Is that your cell phone, or are you happy to see me? Did you say Cumbrella? Welcome back to Los's Lounge. I have issues, clearly, and apparently you guys keep coming back to listen to it, so clearly it's entertaining. Listen, when I was a kid, I'm telling you, I was not allowed to do much at all. I mean, think about it. I'm my mom's only son. I'm my father's youngest, so by the time he got to fifth, he probably couldn't give a damn. But he did take care of me, so let's not knock it. But let's just face it. I mean, it was just like, mother was strict. Mother was not to the point of mommy dearest strict, although at times it's kind of hard to tell. Mm-hmm. But she was strict, and God bless her for it. I made up for it in my rebellion, believe me you. But listen, it was to the point. Ay, Dios Santo. I remember one night, I think I was like 19, and she's like, you will not be going out with friends, and you certainly will not be going out to the club. I went to the club. I'm not gonna lie, I went to the club. So I went to the club and I had a grand old time, you know, it was popping and I'm dancing and I'm vibing. I get lit, I come back. I try to sneak in through the window. Yeah, I know. Except the window would not come up. Basically, I don't know what she did, but she must have realized I wasn't home. I don't know what was going on. But the window didn't slide up as I had left it. Yes. My right fucking hand busted through the window trying to slide it up. My left hand. I'm looking at my scars now because I have scars on my fingers. My left hand busted through that damn window trying to push it up. I was pushing against it so hard that my hand just went right through. And next thing you know, blood, open flesh everywhere. Done. Honey, when I tell you that now, I still didn't get inside. So not only did I fail, first of all, not only did I get injured, not only did I get fucking injured, but I still did not make it inside the house. I had to go to the front. I had to ring the doorbell. Actually, no, we didn't have a doorbell at that house. Nah. I had to knock on the door. She came downstairs. My mother was pissed. Pissed. Like, I couldn't, yo, her face, and she's seen all this blood just gushing out my left hand, and I'm like, Mom, you know, you gotta help me. Like, she was like, yo, didn't I tell you not to go out tonight? Didn't you go to sleep? Didn't I, like, say goodnight to you? She was like, you know what? You can stand there and bleed and just close the door. But then in like a couple seconds, I'm not going to lie. This is a true story. I'm not making any of this up. Not fabricating this in any which way. I wish it was a lie. But she felt bad. And then she came back with a towel because, no lie, I was like, my hand was just Blood City. I mean, I had soaked up an entire towel. So obviously rushed to the ER, stitches, sitting there for like a couple hours with my mom in the waiting room as well, you know, keying it up, and, you know, all was forgiven. But, you know, at the same time, she was pissed about her window. So what did we learn? Kids, are you listening? Listen to your parents. Just stay home. Okay. I wasn't allowed to do much, man. Even growing up, like, I couldn't really go many places with my cousins next door, or I couldn't stay up too late. I mean, I was 19 with a curfew. No wonder I rebelled at 19. Everything's going back to 19. But even before that, like, it was just crazy. Like, Mom Dukes was super, super strict. I couldn't go to night gym in my middle school. You know, night gym, where they would open it up between, like, 5 to, like, 8. You know, and you can go play basketball. You can go hang out with friends. You can go play other games. Nah, I couldn't even do that. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. So then I rebelled. And all of a sudden... Oh, no, nah, that didn't even sound good. That's fucked up. You know what? For editing purposes, we're going to take this back on a 3, 2, 1. And then I rebelled, and all of a sudden it was...
Me, bitch. It's Brittany, bitch.
Brittany, you failed us. You failed us all. Damn it, Brittany. Anyways. I don't know why, but I wanted to share that story. When we come back, I want to get into a little bit of also... You know, it's been a year about in regards to Ahmaud Arbery, his murder. It's also, Breonna. We are about to approach the movement. And granted, the movement's been going on for a long time, but it's just, I saw it on the news the other day about 1 year now, Ahmaud Arbery, and damn it, man. Damn it, man. First of all, time goes by fast. You know, time goes by fast. So I wanted to just reflect on that and just really show, or maybe I can just continue it now, just continue to show my support. You know, Black lives still matter. Trans lives matter. Gay rights, women's rights, women matter. People matter. We need to eradicate racism, and we really need to just be kinder and just really be a little bit more open-minded with everybody. And just you know, we all are going through something, no matter if you have a lot of money in your account or you don't, or, you know, no matter if you're in the U.S. or in Bangladesh or in, you know, South Africa, we're all going through something, humanity. So it's, you know, it's about to be a year of that, and Breonna Taylor and George Floyd soon, and all of these poignant moments that happened in civil rights and in humanity in general. And the work is still not over. We have to continue to push for police reform, especially here in the United States. It's ridiculous. People are getting away with murder, literally, and have been. I mean, look at what happened with the president. And how do you not? He got away with it. They basically allowed it to get away with it. The riot on January 6th. It's ridiculous. To me, that is crazy. They got away with murder, practically. 5 people died, including an officer. It's ridiculous. So I just wanted to to the family of anybody who has lost anyone to gun violence or what have you, police brutality, you know, a hate crime in any which way or shape or form, I salute you, my hat's off to you. And we must continue to use our voices in the best way, shape, or form, and also put in the work, show up to town hall meetings, continue to protest, but also with cause, demand change. You know, we must continue to work. Let's take a commercial break. And I also, when we come back, I want to pay homage to my beloved, one of my brothers, one of my true beloveds, one of my best friends, Johnny. May he rest in peace. Come on back to the lounge. Thanks for weighing it out with me. Let's go. Welcome back to my show. I am your host, Carlos Reyes. It is a new morning in the recording. So I started last night on Friday. Today is Saturday.
I took a break just because I got tired of looking at the computer screen and the microphone. I just wanted to watch a good movie and fall asleep. So I did that, and I feel so well rested and so invigorated. But with that said, when I last left off, I did mention that I was going to, homage an incredible friend. Damn it, man. So I wanted to pay tribute to my dear friend Johnny Cobbins II, because it's been a year since he passed away, and this is a friend that I went to high school with, but we really, really clicked in 2003 when we finally met, and became damn good friends till the end, even ups and downs. And Johnny was the type of friend, first of all, let me just describe him to you, about 5'10", 5'11", maybe about 180, 190 muscle, you know, especially when he's on his workout grind. Caramel skin, beautiful, good hairline, gorgeous face, an incredible laugh that would have you just falling out your chair, his big boisterous laugh. And he had such a presence, and such you knew Johnny was in the room, you know. But I miss my friend, because with the way my friend was with me was very protective. Like, I feel like if he was here right now, he would make everything better. Johnny always was selfless with me and with Salinas. And it was the three of us for a very long time. And last year, around this time, I was dating somebody, and it wasn't anything too serious. It was whatever. This is before I met, right before I met my my last serious relationship. And so this person kept seeing someone in my mirror. And he kept saying, I spoke about this on a prior episode. I spoke about this on the A Ghost Walks Into a Bar episode. And basically, he was seeing my friend's image, Johnny's image in the mirror, trying to talk to me to tell me that he's okay and that he'll be watching over and to not worry about him. But I couldn't put who Aunt was talking about. So we went to the supermarket, we come back. And he's a santero, which means that they're into, you know, he's very religious into Santeria and stuff like that, and very spiritual and whatever, that's on him. It's all good. But there was an energy that channeled through him that day, and then he kept seeing Johnny's image. He kept seeing Johnny in my apartment. And I went to lay down to go to sleep, and I get a text that Johnny was dead. And so when I pulled out my photo box, as soon as I got onto Johnny and I's picture, which is in my frame now, one of several I have, he said, "Yo, that's who I see here. That's who's in your mirror. That's who's telling you that they love you." He was like, "Is he like a protective figure? Is he like a big male figure in your life?" And I was like, yeah, it's just mind blown how that happened, because even before I received the text about Johnny's passing, that's my friend was here to watch over me. And if that doesn't tell you, oh my God, he could have been anywhere, you know what I'm saying? You could be with your mom, you could be with your family, like, why me? And my brother was here, you know? And I just feel like, given the last 2 months of healing and restoration for myself, and
just mental care and whatnot. Like, I feel like if he was here physically, like, it would have been different. It would have been different. You know? It wasn't anything that man didn't do for me. It wasn't anything that that man wouldn't do for Salinas. He was a loyal, protective, nurturing friend. And he loved me to the heavens. I mean, Johnny was so in love with me. And I'm not going to lie, you know, we tried to make that happen in our adult life later on in years. And we ended up getting into an argument, actually. And kind of lost touch up until his death. And that was like about it. That was like circa 2018. That we tried, you know, because Johnny was always in love with me. Johnny loved the shit out of me. And Johnny was probably like the first like man to say, "Yo, you're beautiful, bro. Like, you're actually beautiful. And what does that mean? And let me tell you why. And like, no, you don't deserve to be chasing after or being hurt by X, Y, and Z, or you deserve this type of person, or, you know, I mean," he was that mirror for me to really just remind me, like, of myself and my worth. And he did a damn good job at it, even though he wasn't my partner, but as a friend and as a human, he really taught me or told me that, you know, I miss my friend, you know. Oh, don't cry. I don't like these episodes to be sad, because if you're a new listener, I need you to come and have a good time. So, no crying. He wouldn't like that. He would not like that at all, actually. He would not like that. Such an alpha black male. And that's the thing, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, us gay men, we come in different, we're like candy. We're like, we come in different flavors, you know. You got your strong alpha black male gay man. You got your sensitive ones like myself, but you know, if I gotta punch in the face, I'll do it. It's just, I guess we're all human, and I know he wouldn't like me crying, but I miss my friend, you know, because it's been a whole year. It's been a whole year, yo. It's been a whole fucking year, man. And it just reminds you that life is short. I didn't even get to say goodbye. Like, we never got word of where they. First of all, I don't even know how he passed. They found his body in his apartment. So I don't know if it was a health-related issue, a drug overdose. I don't know nothing. But then to not know where your friend's buried, to not even hear about a funeral service or anything where you can pay your final respects and say goodbye physically, you know, to the physical vessel. Because the energy obviously never dies. Look where he was when he passed. He was here watching over me. He could have been anywhere, and I'm sure he was. I don't know if he's here still watching over me now, but the point of the matter is I miss my brother, yo. I really do. I miss that man. He's one of my guardian angels, and I love him so much, and I just want the world to know he was here. Johnny Cobbins II was here. He went to SciTech. He was in the Army. I believe the Army. He went into the Army afterwards, if I'm not mistaken. He was a damn good protector and a damn good friend. And he would tell you, he was the type of friend that would tell you, he's a straight shooter. He didn't beat around the bush. He gave you what you needed to hear. And he did it with love. And he actually understood me. There's only a few people I really truly feel that really understand me as a person. Understand my pathology and understand me. And he was one of those people. So, Johnny, wherever you are, I love you. I think about you all the time, my Johnny Rockets. Keep watching over me, please. And, you know, in the words of Bone Thugs Harmony, I'll see you at the crossroad. You won't be lonely. So stupid. I love you, Johnny. When we come back to the lounge, let's talk about the weekend, because it's here. No, not the artist, but the actual weekend. Come on back to the lounge. Rest in peace, Mr. Cobbins. I love you, and I miss you.
Hope you're enjoying your time at the lounge. It's me, Los. Hey.
You feeling funky, motherfucker. Woo! Welcome back to the lounge. It's the weekend.
It's the motherfucking weekend. And what does that mean?
I don't know, because I don't have any plans yet. However, I do want to go make a hoodie and a poster for Los's Lounge. And maybe like a hat. Or maybe like a hat and a poster. Yeah. I want to hang it up in the house, and I want to frame it, especially right here where I record. I also wanted to go to the mall and do some shopping, but that could be bad. It's really necessary. It's just for work clothes. You know, we love a good H&M, and we love a good Target, and we love a good cheap and cheerful.
Yes.
So that's the plan. Tomorrow, I'm excited, hanging out with a bud, and hopefully those plans fall... not fall through, but follow through. Excuse me. So that should be a cool time. But as for today, here in Massachusetts, it's rainy, which is fucked up because recently we've been having some pretty decent sunny 41, 51 degree days. Now, if you live in Massachusetts, you take that 51 degrees and you run with it. You know that 45 degrees means something. It means that, especially when the sun is out, listen. We take what we can get right now, but every day brings us closer to spring, and I've been saying it, it's all good. Matter of fact, I think I mentioned it on a previous episode. Spring is coming. I'm excited about that. And look, it is now February 27th as I am recording this. Spring is about to be sprung, is about to be sproken. Now watch three more snowstorms come. Ridiculous. I'm drinking my coffee. I had some cheeseburger sliders for lunch a little while ago. But I really want to just get out the house today and just keep up our mental care and just do something nice without spending much money. Just because I'm in this whole saving, I mean, as we always should be in a big saving mode, but I really don't want to touch anything I have right now. Shit, I lost my thought. Oh, I wanted to express... so important, and I talk about this all the time, mental health. And I'm not ashamed to be as transparent, but I've recently gone back to therapy and I love it. 2 weeks in, I wish it was face to face, but we'll take what we can get. Telephone calls are great too, and it's just about re-examining myself and fine-tuning, and really. For me, I guess the goal is attachment, you know, why when I lose things, I feel so broken, want to work on that. I can honestly say in terms of my relationship, I feel so much, my failed relationship, I feel so much better now and over it and just done with. I know that took almost 2 damn months to even get to that point, but I've cried enough and I've even acted out enough, like in terms of just losing myself. That's not good. So enough is enough. Dust to that. Rest in peace to that. Not my loss. And in terms of my mom, like, I'm feeling stronger to be more supportive. Definitely. Like, I feel a lot more back to self. But I know that that's just a feeling. And so I want to keep doing the work within myself and I. So with that said, and I'll tell you what. Anxiety is a bitch. Anxiety attacks are a bitch. Panic attacks are a bitch. Are you someone that goes through that? Yeah, it's not easy. But I gotta say my anxiety lately has, especially this week, has definitely been so much more chill and relaxed, if not gone. I don't want to say gone forever, right? Because anxiety just doesn't get up and disappear. But it's just... I feel a lot more stable. I feel a lot more back to form and just loving me. And that doesn't mean that the therapy will stop. So my goal is just to continue to work on self. Dig deep, learn, apply. Trauma triggers triumph. Quoting the great Bishop T.D. Jakes, trauma triggers triumph. And, you know, this is now the season of triumphs and trying to manifest greatness and continuing to work hard. Other than this podcast show, I am a community health worker. And I work from home mostly, but, you know, I just want to fill up the social calendar more. I need this weather to continue to get better. And, you know, we'll see. I don't want to plan too much. I know in the Bible it says it's not good to plan. And so even though I haven't listened to a lot of things in the Bible, at least I want to listen to one thing. Oh, yeah. Anyways, so that's the goal for today, for sure. And just to, I don't know, have a damn good Saturday. Maybe listen to some podcasts, other podcasts too. I haven't really sat down lately and heard anybody else's show that I listen to. But also, things have been kind of a little bit busy and whatnot. So, what are we going to talk about? Well, where are these damn stimulus checks, money? Like, what the hell's going on? Come on, Biden. Come on now. Come through now. I know you're trying to raise the minimum wage, but come on now. People out there need that money. Let's go. Kamala. Madam Vice President. What's going on? You know what? Let's get off of that. I plan on booking a vacation very soon. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I also plan on getting my passport very soon. For my birthday this year, I really want to travel and just get out, go away, have fun, get into some trouble. Good trouble. And, you know what I'm dying to do? I'm really dying to go out dancing. And I know that we live in, I mean, you know, with my mask on, but, you know, 8 feet apart, because I don't trust anyone, even though I did get my first vaccine shot. I just miss going out dancing, and I miss socializing, and I miss meeting people, and yeah. So that's one thing I would love to do on my birthday, is to be able to go out dancing. At least just one night out of the year. Can I get that much? What do you miss from... Well, I don't know. It's hard to ask people that, right? Because I feel like everybody's still doing what the fuck they want. If you haven't gotten your vaccine yet, or are thinking about it, I received my first shot already. My second shot will be coming up next week. Doing what I can to stay alive in this COVID world. You know? And all of that good stuff. And I'm thinking, if, especially if I want to travel, you know, you want to be protected. I mean, if I have to dress in a damn hazmat suit, I will bling it out. It'll be the most fashionable hazmat suit you've ever seen. Fuck out of here. Listen, coming up here at the lounge next week, we're going to have special guest Los Garabatos podcast with Garabato and Masta. They will be in the house, and I am so excited. And you can watch my interview with them on their show, on their YouTube channel. That's Garabatos, Garabatos podcast. Check it out. It's an incredible hour-long episode with the fellows in their studio. A big shout-out to the 413. And when we come back, I don't know what we'll talk about. Hell, I might even just stop recording. You know how I like to do. Sometimes I like to record one day here, one day there. You know, I want to give it to you good, but I'm feeling really good. I hope you enjoy the jazz music playing in the background, a little bit of saxophone, a little bit of upbeat, you know, jazz, instrumental flavor, a little bit of funk. Because it's the weekend. Damn. Come on, back to the lounge. Welcome back to the lounge, everybody. It is Saturday, February 27th, but who knows when I'll publish this. Feeling groovy, manifesting greatness and productivity and blessings for everybody. Hey, listen, man, it's all about positive energy and just trying to stay focused and just shine your light and also channel light at the same time. We were talking about in the last, well, I was talking about in the last segment about going back to therapy and my goals from that and what I'd like to achieve with that. And I'm really excited about that, but also really just excited to just to kind of be back to form and self and self-love again. Because you can lose yourself when you're so, you know, there's a famous quote, how empty of me to be so full of you, you know? But my God, Papa's back. So with that said, you know, I am hoping that soon this show one day will be picked up by a network. So if anybody's listening, I'm here. Ta-da! Let's go. I also want to just remind everybody, please rate and review the show. Leave a review. Let me know what you think. Reach out to me at Twitter, Los Lounge, L-O-S Lounge. Or if you are on Instagram, Los Lounge _ podcast. Hit subscribe, hit follow, do what you got to do. Reach out to me. A big shout out to Team Nikki, TNT Crimes, Jimmy Bonds, Terrence Henry Experience, More Than Athletes, Revisionary Podcast, Jay Anxious. Am I missing anyone else? I always do this every time I start naming the shows. And a big shout out to Nick Weaver. Big shout out to Bullhorn FM for all their support. If you go on to bullhornfm.com or if you download the app, please sign up with them. You can listen to many, many, many great shows on there. And you'll even find my show as well as Team Nikki's shows on there and give us all a chance and a try. Bullhorn FM, an incredible app who has been supporting my show. And a big shout out to Anchor FM as well. I also want to give a big, big, big shout out to Social Butterfly Sobu Effect. Mr. V, if you're listening, what's up? A big shout out to A Little R&R Podcast. A big shout out to the Bi Latin Men Podcast. A big shout out to everyone out there. If you're a podcaster listening to the show, or if you're just somebody supporting the show, or, you know, or if you'd like to support the show, then show your support. You can. I also take monetary donations. Listen, I'll give you my Cash App. Let's just be real. Oh, man. So with that said, for season two, you know, Nick and I were talking about this recently. For season two, I definitely want to have new equipment here already and really finesse the sound and the mixing of it all. But moreover, I want to start investing in t-shirts, Los's Lounge t-shirts, and maybe raffling them off or selling them or whatever. Who knows? We'll see what happens in the future, but it's coming. It's coming soon. It's, you know, this is, it's a new year. It's going to be a new season soon. New ideas, new energies. And again, if you're out there on social media, reach out to me. If you ever want to collaborate or be a guest on the show, you know, my dream guest right now, and I'm manifesting this, is Miss Jennifer Lewis, the mother of Black Hollywood. And I would love to, for her to come on and tell her story as well as speak on mental health and allow me to praise her, because her book has definitely, if you haven't heard the book, The Mother of Black Hollywood, or if you haven't read it, please go out and get it. I just recently bought Alicia Keys' book, her second book, More Me. It's in my bookshelf, which is like 6 feet away from me, so I can't really reach it. But, and I know I'm late to the game, but I got Michelle Obama's Becoming. So I'm really looking forward to reading those as well. Getting some inspiration and really, really taking what I can get from those books. Really excited about that. For those of you who are wondering how my mom is doing, Mom Dukes is still fighting cancer. She has breast cancer, and she's still in chemo, and so far so good. You know, her energy is great. She's maintaining positivity. You know, some days are harder than others, but please, please, please send some positive light towards my mom's way. Say a prayer for her, and to anyone who's affected by cancer, God bless you, and my thoughts are with you. And you know, life is short. We got to really take care of our bodies and take care of ourselves, and you know, because you just never know. And that's part of my purpose, man. It's like I always say this, you know, I want this to be part of my legacy. When I'm no longer physically here, the show will be here, hopefully. So long as Anchor allows it. Big shout out to Anchor FM. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. So,
Where do we go from here? Well, I'll tell you, for me, I plan on writing more. I've always been talking about releasing a poetry / memoir book. And I think it's time, more, especially now, so much time has been wasted already, to really get on the ball with that. And I would love to publish at least 2 books, you know, part poetry book, part memoir, you know, kind of a journal type thing. Getting this show picked up by a network, getting the hell out of Western Mass, that would be a great thing. And I hate to even say that because, you know, I know my mom and my dad really need me around. But, you know, and continuing as well as just to better myself and just, I don't know. I don't know if I wouldn't add dating in that at all. I'm not ready for any of that. I don't want any of that. Terrified, traumatized. Nope. I mean, I'm married to myself right now, you know, and that's how it should be forever, because you only have you, and if you don't take care of yourself, who else, you know? Listen, if you don't love yourself, how in the hell is somebody else going to come up in this house and love you? And sometimes that's the problem, and you do things right, and you still don't get loved back, you know? I know I can certainly identify to that. Sometimes it's not even you, and it's all good. But for me, I got to get on my grind in terms of this poetry book. I definitely want to release it. You know, writers and poets, unless you're someone like J.K. Rowling's, you know, you don't write and release books to get rich. But it's an artistic expression that I've always wanted to do and leave behind as well. You know, it's a part of me. Sometimes I read the poems that I write on this show, and it's terrifying because I'm super sensitive about that. Like, I could sit here and tell you about what I'm going through or pick a topic and kind of speak on it with no problem, but when it comes to reading back my own poetry, terrified. And what is up with this 1999 house instrumental switch? Oh, now this is more like it. This is more like that 1994 piano. House music. House music all night long. House music all night long. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I don't know. We'll play it by ear. I kind of like it this way. Unstructured, yet structured. Unstructured, yet structured. Can I get a snap? Put your dancing shoes on. This is the motherfucking weekend. Can we get some snaps? Can I get some snaps? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, back to Losers now. Welcome back to the lounge, and I've decided to call a special guest. Let's see if they answer. I look crazy on this FaceTime. Let's see. What a bitch. She's not answering. How dare she? What a bitch. That's my sister. I can call her that. It's fun. She likes it. Although I think it's fucked up. All right. Well, if... I guess this is the part of the show where we're going to see who picks up. So if she doesn't answer, will he? Let's see. Let's call her child. My nephew. Or is this going to be a 2-for-2 package? How dare you, Isaiah? How dare you? I'm taking you off my life insurance plan. You're done. Well, so far that's 2-for-2, people. All right, let's see who will pick up next.
bastards. All of you. Apparently I have no friends. Or family. But you can always count on you, ladies and gentlemen. Live from Bayshore, New York, getting ready for a function that clearly she's late to. Jasmine!
Hi!
Jasmine, we're at the lounge, and you're the third person I called, and you're the only person that picked up. Jasmine?
Yeah?
Impart some wisdom. Well, first of all, Jasmine's washing her mouth, so she... Jasmine, rinse your mouth.
You got 5 minutes of my time.
Good. All right, so don't waste 10 seconds of it. So I was talking about the weekend. What do you got going on this weekend? Tell us, quick.
I have 2 kids' birthday parties to go to this weekend.
Yuck.
And then after that, tomorrow, I just have a cemetery visit because this is my grandma's birthday.
And so Jasmine is a symbol of strength as of late. Jasmine has been put through the ringer. How do you feel as a woman, though, right now?
It's a little tiring because there's a lot of shit that I have to do in order to make myself look pretty. Whereas, y'all niggas, all y'all have to do is take a shower.
I was talking about more about your strength, given everything that you've been through lately, not your frivolous complaints. There's not enough plastic surgery in the world to make you pretty.
Oh, you know, I is thebomb.com.
So what do you think I should be talking about today on the lounge? I'm talking about the weekend. I did a tribute to my departed friend, Johnny.
You should talk about, spring. Spring is coming up soon.
I did that already too.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. Okay. I did a whole thing about that.
What's the first thing people gonna do when COVID is free?
I want to go dancing. I talked about that too.
But come to me when you have no content.
I guess this episode's over.
This is one of those episodes where he said, you know, you're gonna delete it because this ain't shit.
No. Sometimes these moments are good too. Sometimes people like to listen to this witty banter. Do you have any hot single friends in New York for me?
No.
Could you find me a strong black brother?
I could try to find one, but...
Or a really cute, like, white guy?
I'll start searching for you.
Thank you. You know, I'm not looking to fall in love, and I'm not looking to date. In fact, I'm not looking to date at all. I'm just looking to just... have another reason to go to Long Island.
I'm not a reason enough. Your godson is not a reason enough.
No, my godchildren are definitely not a reason enough, sweetheart. God, no. I don't even like their parents. Are you kidding me? Godchildren? No.
You were supposed to come like a month ago.
I should be there right now. Thank God I didn't go now because I would have had to been stuck going to these parties. Hell no.
I know.
No, not me. I would have sat up in your house and waited. I would have made other plans. I would have went to the city.
Well, I'm going to the Bronx.
The Bronx?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a drive.
Yeah, I'm going to the BX.
I look terrible on this camera. I look unmoisturized and scary. Well, it's still raining out here. I'm trying to make plans for today. I still don't know what I want to do. I went to Aldi's and I got some food for the weekend, even though there's already food here. But that was just like an excuse to get out the house.
Yeah, I usually try to find excuses not to leave my house.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Where's Q Streets?
He's outside smoking. He just got back from getting a shape up.
Oh, all right. Well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Did you see I had the Beijing earlier this week?
Yeah, I see.
Yo, that Dominican fucked me up. Those hateful ass Dominicans. I love Dominicans. I don't know why they hate on us Puerto Ricans.
I know. I don't know. Not my Dominicans. They don't hate on me.
I know. It's supposed to be one love. He's the only one I met that would do something. I look like I had Beijing on my damn facial hair. I sat up and I said, what? Who is that? What am I paying for? You could at least ask me. You don't even know if my skin is sensitive to this crap.
Word.
Horrible. See, he set me up. Anyways, well, Jasmine, we thank you so much for your time. I know you got to go. Is there anything you want to say to the audience at Los's Lounge? Let people know what you've been up to. Because Harry's been MIA. But Harry, I know, Harry hasn't been on the show in a while.
That's it. He's fired.
No, but he's been busy. He's homeowning and doing stuff, you know?
Well, we need to do another with a recap of him, his life, and I guess my life. And
yeah, seriously, maybe that'll be the episode where I don't talk.
Just a whole recap of how crazy our life's been.
Seriously, I'll just hit sound effect buttons in the background that episode. All right, well, we'll let you go. I love you. Have fun and be safe.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Dream a dream. Machine bled green. And oil spilled into the Atlantic. Depth of talent longing to shine. But do I shine? Can I shine? Define shine. My combubine, oh, I am the star. Solidarity is my ego, holding on to the cure. A dare dreamer, dream, I dare you to dream. Look fear in the eye and give it a mean stare, for I felt God take over my hand and said, I got you, I'm here. He said, strike the iron, so my coffee poured into its excellence. My charisma still 21, but all of this is magnificent. And while they was acting like Maleficent, I was trying to be something greater. Dream a dream. I dare you to dream. But if not, what is left, man? Some voids need to be filled because energy must produce. And I have a song in a tone full of past love sorrow. Holding on to the promise of tomorrow. Dream a dream. I dare you to dream. A day to hold that key, it opened doors so suddenly. Within my dream, inside of my dream, there's a cloud, a light bulb, do not disturb signs that says, don't call me weird, don't judge me, because I'm inside my dream, and I dare you to dream a dream. You see, normality frightens me, and so I still dream. Action must be my next step, fresh and so clean. Stare down so mean, like a really big glowing beam. I dare to dream, and I dare you to dream a dream. And as I manifest this reality, this dream is starting to spree. It's like a crime scene. I'm fleeing, flying within my dream. I am asking to realize or dare to be reality. But I just want to close my eyes right now, and I dare you to dream a dream with me. Welcome back to the lounge, everybody. And before we conclude this particular episode, big shout out to Chicago. Big shout out to house music. Yes. Dream with a dream. Dream within a dream. Dream a dream. What's your dream? Hey, what's your dream? Anybody ever seen Pretty Woman with Julia Roberts? Hey, what's your dream? What's your dream? No? Nobody? All right, well, fuck you too. All right, whatever. Damn it. Before I let you go, I hope you've either laughed or just felt like you was hanging out with a friend on this episode. I hope you enjoyed it in some which way, shape, or form. I'm excited. Next Saturday at the lounge, I will have the gentleman from the Garabatos podcast. And I'm looking to have more guests come on the show as well. So that'll be, and I'm looking to definitely, if anyone's seen Harry, I have a reward for $500. If anyone's seen Harry, I need, bring him to me. We're missing Harry. Big shout out to Harry and Vicky. We miss our elder statesman here, don't we? I want to give a big shout out to all of the audience, no matter what country you are listening to. I see Colombia, I see Sweden, I see South Africa and Kenya, I see Colombia, I said that already, right? I see Canada, I see France, I see the UK, Germany, Bangladesh, India, Japan, Puerto Rico, Brazil,
Did I say Canada and Mexico? I also see the United States. I see so many people listening from around the world. Thank you so much. Please, please recommend the show to somebody. Please, let's get some more viewers. Let's get all of these episodes over 1,000 streams each. I'm almost at the 20,000 mark. In my heart of hearts, I'd love to be at the million mark. But, you know, baby steps, baby steps. And I just want to thank you for tuning in and thank you for supporting the show and listening to my silly self. I also want to say a big shout out to my dearly departed beloved Johnny. I love you. This episode is dedicated to you. To the entire world, please stay safe. Keep wearing your mask. Please treat everybody kindly. I want to give a big shout out to my Latino community. I want to give a big shout out to the LGBTQ plus trans community. Trans lives do matter. A big shout out to all of our straight allies. A big shout out to all of our strong black and brown, beautiful black and brown brothers and sisters out there. Yo, black lives always matter, baby. You know, Black History Month might be ending soon, but let's just face it, black history is everyday history, is our history, is U.S. history, is world history. So you better get into it, baby. Okay? And I want to say a big, big shout out to all of the females listening, all of the strong sisters out there, all of the ladies. A big salute and a shout out to you. The future is female, but never mind that. Female is now. You know? Big shout out to Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. Hey, Queen. Ow. And here comes my favorite part of the show in 3, 2, 1. One. In a 3, in a 2. And guess what, motherfucker? I'm out.